Hello, welcome to life.
Hello.
Katrina was out in the other room.
She was watching dogs.
Watching the dog show. I said, Katrina, we're doing a show here. I'm watching dogs. So now she's moving her computer off the table, trying to she's got to get her blanket. Getting her blanket ready. There she goes.
She's like wrapping herself all up tight in the blanket.
Herself a burrito blanket. There we go. Awesome.
Oh, she's picking up her mic.
Her microphone. Oh, she just laid it back down. Guess I shouldn't have turned it on so early. Now she's coming.
She's getting her headphones ready.
Here we go. She is going to be able to hear us any second now.
Okay.
Woo! Oh, look. Look. Katrina, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
How are them dogs out there?
I don't know. I didn't get to watch them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to take the wireless out there and watch the dog and give some commentary on the dogs for an hour?
I would love to.
Would you? Great.
I was watching an obstacle course, and it was really interesting.
Oh, what did the dogs have to do?
They have to, like, go over a bridge, jump over some things, go in tunnels, and they have to, like, do it in a set order, because this dog was, like, it looked like it was doing the obstacle course twice, but that's because they have, like, so much stuff, and they have to do it specifically. It was really cool to watch, so you know what? You can just screw your music. Saying.
So yeah. We were going to do a bit today. I don't know what it was going to be because they didn't decide, but
It's been
Trump now by the dogs anyway, so.
But I wanted to do the bit. Can
no.
we do it anyway?
No.
Please?
No, probably not. We'll just do it at the beginning of the bonus show.
Okay.
Although I did have to start so early that I'm also not ready.
See?
So it did kind of backfire, I suppose, a little bit. I mean,
I know how it backfired. You didn't check your sound bits, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
So you
did
may...
You? We always have to wait like 10, 20 minutes for that.
You may hear the crackling in these sound bits, but that's okay. People are used to crackling and cackling. You get it? Because we laugh.
Yes.
I got the cackling, but I don't get the crackling.
Audience doesn't, but we do.
I only got half of it, so. Oh. Gotcha.
There's
I forgot
crackling.
That. Yeah, I realized that once you played it.
Tanya, I need to delete this clip. It does no. It's more harm than it is good.
Well, that and it's does. You won't need it now for like 8 months.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think.
No, actually, I take that back. I did burn my thigh today.
Oh, we've got to hear all about this.
How did you burn your thigh, Katrina?
The seats in my car are leather, and I was wearing shorts, and I sat on my hot leather seats, and I burned my thigh. My car was in direct sunlight.
I just burned my thigh. That's the best song ever. It replaces this one. Oh, did you hear the crackling?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I actually like the other song better. That one, yeah, I agree with you. This one's better.
I prefer this song to banjos.
It works better because most of my... You know, stories are just pointless like that. Music is just kind of
it. It is. We have two things for you. We have that for when you're telling pointless stories, and then we have this one for when you give one of your beautiful Katrina-isms.
Yep.
Katrina, you just bring so much to this show.
Yay.
And we're going to start the show now, so you can go back out and watch your dogs if you want.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life. With your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, Beagles and Greyhounds. There's like the whole full spectrum of ugly to cute doggies. Only
that's
cute
not,
to ugly doggies.
Yeah.
Are there dogs that are uglier than Greyhounds?
No.
And are there dogs really. That are cuter than Beagles?
Yes.
What?
I don't know, but I'm sure.
Good answer. You taught me. I will no longer
I'll
everything.
I'll show you. I don't know.
Thanks for that. Anyway, welcome to a new episode of Life. August 24th episode of Life. I don't know what we're going to talk about today on the show. It continues the tradition of me being so busy at work that I don't even think about this show until I sit down and do it.
And what happens? I tell pointless stories.
Yeah, basically. Yay. And you guys are thoroughly entertained.
I guess
we can talk about how the bloop has attacked your home. We could do that.
Yes.
Talk about that. We could talk about... Katrina has a story about her brother. And she got a job.
Woo-woo! I have money coming in the the bank.
Not yet. Check checks have started.
Yeah, no. Wait till the end of the month. Then I'll have money in the bank.
Yes. And then, well, I did pay you today for our shows.
I had to pay Chris back because I'm borrowing money from her.
That's true. And let's see. What else do we have to talk about today?
Classes.
Oh, yeah. It was the first day of school. Monday was for Chris and Katrina. And I'm sure they have some very interesting stories.
Sure.
Sure.
They don't. They just went and that was it.
Pretty much. You just go over the syllabus and then they're like, okay.
We can talk about how Katrina was staring off at some hot guy for like...
He was cute.
For like 30 minutes.
It was not 30. Oh, I watched him get out of his car and then walked.
It was a long time.
We were staring at you for quite a while.
Yeah, just like you were staring at him for
Crikey. K-tard.
K-tard. Quite a while. As a person with some intelligence would say.
That's because I couldn't tell if he, you know, had a butter face. Everything was good, but
see, this is
face.
For young broadcasters out there. Butterface incurs.
It's actually more so for guys. No, it's more for guys. It's like, you know, everything is good. Butterface.
That makes sense for girls.
It's never funny when you have to explain a joke.
Yeah, but you said it for a guy. So
I said it fits better for. I know. It's better for a guy to say. Whatever. Shut up. Let's move on. Okay. Can I go watch dogs now? I can't even say anything now. This makes my lungs hurt.
That part was Colby screaming.
Thank you.
Oh, we didn't do the pre-show ritual.
That's what happens when you start without your co-host sitting in the co-host seat.
Oh no, I just accidentally turned off the music. Gotta start it over. The whole show will be ruined if we don't do this. Crap! Are you serious? I just turned it off again!
Thank you, K-Tard. Let's get
I almost did it.
Don't do it.
If I was smart, I would take my finger off that song button.
I love and little children.
And running.
Thank you, Katrina.
Welcome.
Okay, now I can officially start. Now that we got that out of the way.
Yay.
That was the most important part of the whole show.
Yeah. Okay.
If we don't do that, it will ruin the whole show. Because that is our pre-show ritual.
As of now.
As stated by me. I've done it like every single time since I got that clip.
That's true.
I mean, I think it might have meant something insulting to Colby at the beginning, but now I just think it's the best thing I've ever done with my life. So
I need to Facebook him again. Tell him to get up here.
I told
he
him
said he was coming soon.
He just
hasn't yet.
I told him that if he blows off his friends on Saturday, I will blow off work on Saturday, and we can hang out and do a show. You know what kind of response I got back from him?
Oh, we'll see.
Nothing.
None. He didn't even reply.
Lame.
Are you in town this Saturday?
I am in town this Saturday.
So see, this Saturday would be awesomely perfect.
It would be.
It would be like the beginning of the end of we could just say end of the first school week.
Yeah.
Don't need the word beginning. That's implied by the word first. I'm smart. Went to college myself. No, I didn't.
Clearly.
That's why I understand words like beginning and how I just almost forgot what word tripped me up in the first place right there. And but yeah, and then you're going to have that house party that's going to be just bumping with Grey Goose and Belvedere all over the place, right?
Yep.
Woo. Yeah, Colby would like that.
Yeah, he would.
He can bring a couple of his pothead friends just to stand around and stare creepily at the women.
No.
Hey, you want to get some pot? No, because I have a future. It might have been a little harsh, but also incredibly true. So
it's okay.
Yeah.
Truth hurts.
Truth hurts. Oh, I'm not going to play the banjo. It's too much work to switch tabs. And
why would you play the banjo anyway?
Because you just said truth hurts.
Why is
it? I don't know. You just say things that people don't say anymore.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
You said horse pucky last night, so I wouldn't talk.
Horse pucky's a real thing, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for finally having my back for once.
Yeah, that's actually kind of shocking.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know why, because I'm always wrong, but she does usually defend me for some reason. So,
I don't know why she would possibly
How long is this Trevor story? Is he worth covering in the first opening break here when everyone's listening before they tune out? Or should we save it for another commercial?
I don't care. That's up to you.
No, I'm asking how long it is.
How long before we go to commercial?
However long this story is, depending on how
okay.
good. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the quality of this content?
Fair.
That is not a scale of 1 to 10. What on a
5.
This is life.
Boys speak in rhythm and girls in code.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and Trevor.
Trevor.
How you doing, Trevor?
I think
this is Seth speaking directly into your brain. It's empty in here.
That would be the truth.
I don't even know the dude, and I just insulted him.
That's
so
okay.
How much
He'll
worse is it going to be when I meet him?
I don't know. We'll find out. See.
Wow, you really are dumb. Burning bridges before they're even built. Seth Neiman, that's my motto.
It would be him calling you dumb, but okay.
Well, that would be expected and obvious.
Pretty true.
Yeah. There's no reason why he shouldn't.
I know, right?
I mean, you're fat and dumb. Thanks.
No, he tells everyone that. It's okay.
Yes.
But anyway, so, we were talking the other day about our previous show and how we talked about him.
Yes, we did.
And so I finally called him last night.
Because he's needy and he needs to have his name said.
It's true.
Every 5 minutes, it's a requirement that we say Trevor.
Yeah, because he hates my brother.
Trevor.
But anyway, and so I called him and I asked him if he'd listen to it. He's
Trevor.
Like, no, why? And then he's like, did you talk about me? And I was like, yeah, maybe.
Trevor.
He's like, well, is it worth my time to listen? Is it worth my time to listen to it? And I was like, I think so. What'd you say? I was like, I don't know. You just have to find out.
I'm having a lot of fun with his name.
Anyway.
He's going to wish he never asked us to talk about it.
Right. Now it's going to be like a regular. He's going to be my Matthew.
And eventually when we're mega famous, people are going to walk up to him and just do what I just did. Be like,
Trevor?
He's like, no, my name's Sagittarius. Really? That's the name that came to my mind? Out of all the names in my brain, Sagittarius was the one I came up with.
That's the one I couldn't say yesterday.
That's true.
She read it wrong.
Why was she talking about Sagittarius?
Because we were reading Cosmo.
I love it when you bang that closet. It just sounds like someone's
no,
killed in here.
Katrina.
I was just reading Cosmo. Boom! No big deal.
We were reading Cosmo. You had a post-it note.
Oh, no, it was on my post-it note.
Listed.
You're right. Good call. Anyway, so back to Trevor. That just makes me think, oh, never mind, you wouldn't get that reference.
No, so. I probably wouldn't. But I would love to hear it anyway, just so I could play the banjo. If that's possible, I would love it.
It goes, here's Johnny.
Why wouldn't I get that reference?
Because you don't get my other references, so I'm like, okay, well, he won't get this one either.
That's one of the most like famous things in pop culture.
Hey, I don't know what you guys know and don't know.
What? That's the wrong music.
That's what you get for making fun of
this
me.
This is no Trevor theme song. Trevor.
Okay, so point.
The beautiful
point of the story. Turn the damn music off. Thank you. So he calls me today, and I'm thinking he's like in the middle of the show because he calls me and he's like, Katrina, what'd you say about me? Huh? What'd you say? What's in the bonus show? I'm too cheap to... He actually said that.
But
like,
he
yeah.
bought two episodes today.
I know, because he's like, I feel like buying two episodes just because you called me cheap. So out of spite for us, we win.
Yeah. But he didn't buy the one where we talked about him. He bought two bonus episodes.
That's because he called me and asked me what I said. And then he guessed one of them, and I was like, yeah, that's what we said. And then I told him I didn't remember the other one, so I just it doesn't matter.
I don't even remember what any of them are right now.
I only remember the one.
We can't say them because people didn't pay for them.
Exactly.
I mean, people
haven't paid for them, and if they wanted to, they could.
I'm trying to think.
And they would find out what we're talking about.
Basically, this is free, and if we say what's free, then why would you buy the other one?
Exactly.
That's what I meant to say, but in less words and more intelligently spoken.
Can we just quit? This word vomit is contagious because I got it from someone earlier today, and then all night
I was
flubbing up my words.
Yeah, because we were, okay, I admit, me and Katrina were both watching the dog show.
It was amazing.
We were just having a gay old time.
It's true.
And she goes, you know what I hate? Oh, wait, wait, never. You know what I hate? No, wait, you know what I love? It's like, no, what do you hate, love?
I can explain that.
Go for it.
I was really torn between how much I really hated these dogs, but why I loved watching this show.
Okay.
I love watching the show because they tell you who wins right away. You don't have to wait. It's like, okay, here's all the dogs.
You know what I hate? How great this show is.
Yeah, it's true. But I was really torn because they had like the greyhounds on, and I think those are just ugly, ugly dogs.
They are ugly. They're disgusting.
True. And so I was like, I hate these dogs. I hate these dogs. I love this show. And so it came out.
But don't you want to stop by and pet the doggies that are at the Abilene Greyhound Museum every time you drive by that sign?
I don't ever drive by that.
Well, sign. That's too bad for you.
They have like a sign of stuffed greyhounds, and it says pet me. And it's like the creepiest thing
Where's
ever.
Where's that at?
It's just on a billboard on the highway.
I don't go to Abilene.
That's true. I was just about to say, well, you'd go that way when you go to Wichita. And then I realized.
I don't go to Wichita.
You don't go to Wichita. So I'm actually searching right now for the dog. I think this might work. Here we go. Hey, look, a dog.
Very good.
Okay, hold on a second, guys.
I could definitely get you a better dog barking sound.
No, the thing is that I don't know where these dog sounds came from.
Don't worry about it. You have them.
No. Okay, we're just going to run through these.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, look at all these dog noises.
No, no.
Okay, are we ready?
Okay.
Okay, there's a dog. Here's another one.
Get that one off. I like that one.
Why do you have so many dog noises?
I don't know.
Why'd you put that noise on? I don't like that one.
Why do I have all these?
That one's good. Stop it.
This is Carmen's dog.
Yes.
Ew.
This is going in the board right now. I am putting that in there.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's not even for me. I don't like this.
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
That just sounds like Katrina when she's with Ski.
When I'm with what?
Ski.
I can't believe you said that.
No one will understand it unless they bought a previous bonus.
I know at least two people who would understand it if they listened. Well, one person will know it.
Ski will.
He doesn't listen. I was referring
Maybe
to Trevor.
Maybe he's would know what searching that means. For hot pictures of Katrina.
I doubt that. I have a Facebook. We are friends.
Okay, guys, I think all these... I installed the new version of Final Cut Pro. I'm fairly certain all of these came with this, which means that there could be hundreds of sound effects
that
I got that I do not know.
That's awesome.
Is awesome.
You need a free day to actually, you know, go through them.
I'm just going to burn them onto a disc and just listen to them at work.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's a sad one. You think they're just like poking a dog and recording it?
No.
Oh, and now we have some. This is Dogma. This is the one I originally thought I had. This is the only one I thought I had.
Support for this podcast comes from iStockPhoto.
It's all good. I still have two more.
These are all things with dogs on the title.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I have four.
Somebody
four copies of that. Now it's the band Dogwood. Now the band Lost the Dogs. We got this brand new song coming up for you called A Certain Love off the album Real Being Cried by some unknown band called The Lost Dogs. No one ever heard of them, probably because they suck horribly, but they got hay bales on the cover, so Katrina would like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be our perfect record talk up every time. I'm just going to actually talk it up and then point to you and you go, yeah,
yeah.
And then the song will start. That's beautiful. There's another band called Dogwood.
I actually have a story about hay bales.
Okay, we're going to skip past all these Dogwood songs. Let's just see what I have in here called Dog. Lots of Dogwood and Lost Dogs.
Your face should be there.
Man, why do I have so many Dogwood and Lost Dog songs? And why did that one just... Oh, here we go.
What is this?
Get the lead out.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
I've actually heard this song before. No, maybe.
I think we could get sued for that, so I'm going to stop playing. Now there's a whole bunch of other weird things on here.
Okay, why don't we actually talk about something and quit, you know, going through your computer? Because I feel like that's not really the point of the show.
I'm very curious.
Let's redirect our focus, shall
we? I guess that would probably be more smart, yes.
More smart.
Okay, guys, there are 67... Okay, seriously, we're going to do this on the air because I don't care. You guys can deal with it.
Fine.
Oh, my God. Look at all this. I found the folder where all these new things are.
Great.
Okay?
We're so excited.
I am excited.
I could care less.
There are 466... There are 1,351 sound effects in this folder.
How are we going to go through these all?
I don't know.
We're not. Thank you for that, Katrina.
I was trying to something to be bigger.
Look, guys, we're at the airport. Hey, Katrina! Katrina, the flight's this way! The one just got off!
Huh?
Dogs are on! So, Katrina, we're gonna miss our flight!
Where'd you go? Where are you?
I'm over here now! Over, follow my voice!
Where the hell is your voice coming from?
It's coming from above! Okay, look at the... See the sign up there? See that one with the guy? Looks... Never mind. I guess I could have said it, but it would have been edited out. Amusement park! Roller coaster! Here we go, guys. Yeah, we're going up the roller coaster! Oh.
You stop.
This is the Hillbilly roller coaster! Okay, this is the longest climb of a roller coaster ever.
No kidding.
Woo.
Any day. Woo. This is what it's actually like on a roller coaster. You gotta wait. 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 Oh, here we go. I think we're going down.
Oh.
Here we go. Are we going? Wait, are we... This is, sounds like the lamest roller coaster in the history.
Yeah,
roller coaster.
Sounds like it's just driving by. Or rolling by.
Okay.
Maybe a little tiny hill.
Yes.
Woo.
Oh, Katrina, I'm the Manhattan record.
Katrina, we're going to need you to come pick up your car. We had to tow it. Sorry. Can you come get it sometime today?
What are you doing to my car?
Well, we got it. We figured we might as well replace some of the bad parts that were on it. We had an issue with your transmission, so that's gonna have to.
There should not have been an issue with my transmission.
Well, we found one, so we're gonna have to replace the transmission. And one of the tires was just completely flat, so we had to put on a tire. The only problem was is that.
What are you doing to my car?
We only had monster truck tires. And it wouldn't work if we just put one big tire on your car with three regular ones. So we had to replace all four. And we put platinum rims on there as well. I hope you're going to wrap style with the pink flames.
That would be awful with my car to have monster truck tires.
Well, actually, I think it looks pretty good. It came out looking pretty well.
You know what? Then you can just keep it.
I don't want it.
Exactly. But I don't want those damn tires.
Well, okay, we could take the tires off, but it's going to be hard to get it out of here. I mean, we could take it to your house, but we're going to have to tow it, and it's going to be an extra $130.
What? Screw you.
Okay.
I like joking about my car. This is a stick-up.
Everybody down the ground! How do you do a bank? It's just people walking around. Does anyone's bank sound like this?
Nope. No.
No, no one's bank does. Oh, my God. That was a dude in the studio going, meh! That was not an actual animal. Oh my. I'm glad we broadcast in stereo so we could hear that cow in one ear.
That was a pig.
That was a pig.
This is mostly pigs.
We found a book at Acme Gift called Beautiful Pigs.
It is true.
It's the greatest book I've ever seen, Katrina.
Pigs. Why?
It's pictures of pigs.
And?
They're like the show dogs, only they're pigs.
Oh, I know.
That's awesome.
Okay. You're I'll no let fun, you have
Katrina.
This. Huh?
You're no fun.
I'm
you don't
sorry.
Like pigs.
I not really. They smell and they're awful and they're gross.
But cows don't smell.
There's a bus station.
They smell in a different way. What is this? Sounds like an alligator.
It's a bus.
It's something like roaring in the background. Like, you know, like it's getting like it's.
Do alligators roar in the background?
I don't know. It just makes me think of an alligator.
Alligator, watch out. I'm going to eat you.
Like that? Cave and wind.
That's just wind.
Katrina, we wrecked on this deserted island and now we're stuck in this cave.
I'm going to eat you.
Going to show. This is a city, apparently. Does it sound like a city?
No, it's too quiet.
Sounds like a park. Okay, this is more city-like. There's some cars happening right here.
How about a wreck?
Nope. Here's city fire engines.
It's nothing like Manhattan.
Now I'm just going to pick and choose.
Okay, good.
Country Day.
No.
Is this what it sounds like in Onega?
Yeah. Not that many birds.
Here's a country night.
That's about right.
About this one. Also called Country Night. There's an owl.
I don't have owls. No.
Ooh, new crickets.
Ah. Crickets.
These are quiet. These cricket sound effects are too real.
No, that was a fire.
I feel like there's a bug crawling in my head. This is a crowded festival. Ooh, a fair.
The one that actually has rides.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's another fair. Someone was just killed in that fair. Another fair. And a farm. This farm sounds very peaceful. Is your farm this peaceful?
Yep.
Fireworks.
Those are very quiet.
Those are lame fireworks. Yeah. Let's try this fireworks. These are
that
better.
One's better. Just because the one. Nope, never mind. False alarm.
It's not bad.
They're decent.
See. A foyer?
What is a foyer sound like?
It's like an interroom. Like a.
I guess that sounds kind of like a foyer. Ooh, a grasshopper. Like... I had no idea what grasshopper sounded like.
You didn't?
Nope.
I didn't really know either.
Marching band.
I love drums.
School cafeteria.
Someone's fighting.
Eat that!
Give me your lunch money.
Get out of here. Ooh, haunted wind.
Okay, so I hate to say this, but I'm bored.
This is the best thing that we've ever done on the show.
See... To you, this is the best thing, but to me, I'm just like, really, what random noise are you going to play next? Let's find something else.
The good news is we can come back and talk about Trevor, because we never did.
I finished that story for the most part.
I don't even remember.
Basically.
And he actually said that he laughed out loud, and he was really enjoying our shows, and he bought some, and guess what? That just went down the drain. The only compliment I ever received from him... just... Pretty much that's what's happening to that compliment.
These are bears!
Taking away the compliment.
We're the only show where you can hear bears.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Do you have any Matthew stories or anything?
This is the best thing ever. There's a horse eating hay!
That's actually not... That, yeah.
Make your best horse noise right now. Thank you, Chris. Katrina, what's yours?
Mine is dead.
No, I want to hear your horse noise. Go. Or these sound effects will never end.
Nay.
No, that was horrible. I want to hear a real horse noise.
I don't have...
The audience is counting on you.
You can do
until
it,
until you make
Katrina.
A horse noise, I'm just going to keep playing sound effects.
You can do it, Katrina.
Okay, here she goes. She's preparing. Okay, we're going to give her some silence. Let her prepare for the horse noise. Here we go. She's not doing it. She's laughing.
I'm too laughy. I can't
Come
focus.
On. Okay, I'm just going to go back to the sea lion bark.
Oh, Katrina, you let me down.
She took your back and everything. And now we're playing sea lions.
You can do it. All you have to do is make a horse noise.
I don't know what a horse makes.
I don't have any.
Come on.
You live on a farm and you can't make horse noise.
We don't have horses.
But I'm sure you've heard one.
Actually, we used to have horses. Dad always sold them. We never got to keep them.
You can do it, Katrina.
Until you do it, the wolves
just... Oh, she's practicing.
Just do it. Okay, let's listen to Katrina practice. Here we go, here we go.
This is weak and awful.
After you do one, I'll do one, okay? Be fair. Beautiful. Here's mine. How good was that?
You're a douche. You're
impeccable.
Really impressive, right, guys?
You douche.
This is life.
It's a beautiful and balmy 73 degrees outside in Hawaii. Where everything is made up and the points don't matter.
Thank you.
Isn't that right, Katrina?
Yeah! Sorry, I actually did that one with enthusiasm just to throw you off.
It should have been more like, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Welcome back to Life, this show where we spend an entire break playing sound effects.
Shoot me
now. Not talking about any... Okay, I'll shoot you. Here we go.
I was kind of hoping you would do that.
That's a weak gunshot.
It's because I can't either turn
you
up the music.
You shot me from like 100 yards away. Guess what? You missed.
Fine, you know what? Goodbye, music. Okay, how about that? Now, I'm going to shoot you in your head. All the way up.
No, stop.
No.
Wait.
Dead now, Katrina.
Did you hear that one, Katrina?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Okay, good.
Yeah, I did.
All right, awesome. Welcome back to life. The show where I just killed my co-host because she asked to be killed. We have proof, so I can't get in trouble or arrested. It's still a balmy 73 degrees outside. Isn't that right, Katrina? You waited. You didn't say yeah.
I'm dead. How can I talk?
Yeah.
Katrina is making us play this over and over again, just like she made us complete playing the horses, the pigs, the wolf noises. Because she wouldn't make her own horse noise. Which, by the way, I'm now totally going to isolate and play on the show over
That's
and over again.
That's why I didn't want to do
it. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Right, Katrina?
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Now we can
I almost
actually get
forgot
started.
My one line. Yeah.
What do I say? Anyway, welcome back to life, the show where we shoot each other.
For the third time.
I keep wanting to say, welcome back to life, where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
I keep hoping you to say it again.
But I just did, I guess.
Well, yeah. But
anyway, so what do we have left to talk about?
How the bloop is destroying our apartment.
Oh, that's right. We can talk about the bloop.
Yep. GTM.
Oh, yeah. Your place of employment.
Yep. Yeah. As of Wednesday.
Well, yes, as of Wednesday. Did I just say Wednesday?
As of Wednesday.
As of Wednesday when I drink full
You're not supposed to drink without me.
Bourbon.
Anyway.
Did I save the bloop on here?
And we have the bloop.
Have
and then we've got,
the
you know, emails. Did you look
through? Oh.
No, you didn't do that.
I totally forgot to get
Dang it,
emails.
That's my favorite part. I Can know. We do twice as many next week?
Sure.
Slacker
I completely
Seth.
Forgot to do. Oh, sorry, Trevor. Okay, I completely forgot to do emails. So we did get
you
one email.
To do a lot of things.
There's this
today.
Guy on Twitter who tweeted me and said,
"Guy on
my-
Twitter who tweeted you? Wow, go figure."
Yeah, and I work with this guy at work, and he tweeted me and he said, "Read my email on this show." So you can thank that guy for jinxing it. Because otherwise I probably would have read every email on the show, just like I normally do every week, but instead
you
I forgot.
Should go, you should open them and then you can, you know.
I don't want to. What if they're filled with filthiness?
I doubt it. What you if, can proofread it before you read it out loud. With,
yeah, okay, hold on. Let me proofread this email.
I can, you know, tell my pointless stories while you
Please
read.
Tell a pointless story right now. Go.
I went to class today. I went to two classes today.
Do you have any weird teachers or anything?
Mm-mm.
I have a Native American grandma as one of my teachers.
I have a German teacher, and she reminds me of my grandma. I don't like this. I will stop talking.
No,
you're
no.
supposed to be reading emails.
You're supposed to be telling a pointless
story.
You're
supposed to be reading emails.
You're supposed to be telling a pointless story.
We were, but then you played the big clip instead of reading
emails.
And
we can't focus with the stupid clip. Hate it.
It's not on anymore.
I know, but I hate it. It's enough to distract me continuing
on. So what classes did you have today?
I had philosophy and German 4.
Boo.
Yeah. Seth, get out of the bathroom and just come to a show, really.
I gotta poop, guys. Hold on. This one's a double flusher.
Gross.
You did it. I just like to point that
Shut
out.
Up. Shh. Chris, what'd you have today?
I had political science.
Lame.
And then I had math 320, which
isn't
is
that like your grade school
math? Elementary school yep. teachers. And then I had fiction into film. And then I had lit for children.
It was
also saying my lit for children teacher is bald
boring.
With
know,
a weird
right?
shaggy beard.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's kind of a creeper. And I think he reviews children's books because he likes little children too much.
Ew.
That lady was shocked.
I didn't even know what
Someone
it was.
Someone needs to take these away.
I know, right?
We just like
there's
open,
so
okay,
many
Seth,
of
Seth,
them.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
What?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm trying.
Look at me. God damn it! Look. No, I laughed like that. I'm okay. I'm not. Gonna... You did that so perfectly.
These things are the best. I don't know how I'm going to no, organize all of these.
Seth.
What?
Seth.
What? What?
Seth.
What?
Look at me.
Oh, sorry. I can't. I literally can't
oh,
look
God.
At you.
Seth, if
what?
You don't look at me,
okay,
I'm going to leave.
Blinders.
Okay, open. Open your email.
What?
Right now.
No, I'm not reading.
Open
email.
Your email.
I'm not reading
open
email.
Your email.
I'm not doing it.
Why don't we tell the story about how the bloop is invading our apartment?
Okay.
Yes. That's your story. It's not my apartment. It's
Chris,
your story.
You tell the story.
Okay. So I was gone.
Stop playing
weekend.
With your son! Stop!
Stop
I saw the light in your
okay.
eye just explode.
Okay. No, I need this to control the show. Sit, tell the story.
Okay, so I was gone this weekend and I came back and Seth was at work and there was a giant water spot, which he on our floor. And
yes.
like the ceiling is not dripping, nothing. There's just a giant water spot. And anytime you like step on the floor, like kind of hard, it more water comes up basically. And so Seth informs me that this has been going on all weekend.
It was a tiny little spot on Friday night.
Which I'd like to point out is now like a patch. Like
yeah.
a huge, like
it's
2 feet.
It's multiple
It's like
patches.
A huge square.
So I've been telling Seth for days he needs to call the landlord because my name isn't on the lease.
Days?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
one day.
Since no. Saturday.
I think one day.
Since Saturday.
She's at least told you yesterday.
That's
and then,
one day, Katrina.
And
Saturday.
Today.
Sunday.
Today.
Monday.
Today.
So anyway, my name's
is.
Not on the lease, so I don't really want to call the landlord and be like, hey, come over and fix this. So I repeatedly tell Seth to call the landlord, and he has yet to do it. So we're just, it's going to keep growing, and our whole house is soon going to be underwater.
I was hoping for more of a roaring water noise.
But tomorrow, he's going to call the landlord.
Yes.
Yes.
We will
How come
him.
There's no, like, roaring waters?
Because
those are birds.
It's a quiet stream. That's a drip. No, well, that would work for
this
your
actually,
apartment,
This might be what's happening.
Even though sure. it's coming from under your rug.
It is, and
it's
that's the thing.
It's coming up from the carpet. It's got to be the pipes.
So how are they going to fix this?
Call the landlord.
But okay, let's just hypothesize.
Hypothesize.
Hypotheses.
Hypothesize.
Trevor. About how they're actually going to fix this problem.
Well, I think it's the pipes that are in our closet next to the big spot.
But the problem with that theory is that you think that then the water would the source would be like closer to the door.
Right.
Because it's in the middle of the hallway.
Well, they're going to have to do something.
Gonna tear out your rug.
That's what I'm wondering. Are they gonna have to come in here and just like rip stuff up?
Pretty much.
Probably.
At least
that's
your
gonna
rug.
Totally affect my mojo. It can is. Just leave it.
No, it's a giant water spot, and it's gonna mold.
Who cares?
You
it's gonna
pay
smell.
For that, and you're gonna
I've
die.
Already paid for it.
You're gonna
my
die.
Security deposit paid for it.
Well, yeah, it's gonna
no,
smell,
no, no, no. Wait for it.
Moldy.
Wait for it. If you tell them about it now, it'll come out of their pocket. If you wait, it's gonna come out of your pocket.
But I already paid for it with my security deposit.
No, because you'll still get your security deposit when you leave.
I've already paid it. I don't care if they keep it.
Well,
we're
going to
call the landlord because it's going to smell.
I don't want to call the landlord.
You got
grow
to.
A pair and do it.
There's a sound effect. We're growing a pair.
No.
Probably, nope. Not. Probably not. Sad day.
So you should grow a pair and videotape it and hopefully we'll get a sound effect.
I don't even... Ow! Ow!
Maybe you're growing a pair now.
That's what's happening. Boom, boom.
Oh, goodness gracious. Now you can call the landlord.
Call the landlord. With your marble.
I tried to go like a whole show without putting bonus material in and it didn't work. Uh-oh.
Okay. What happened? It's what they're gonna pay for.
Hold on a second. This hard drive over here is like super testy, so to speak.
No pun.
This hard drive over here is like really finicky, and so basically, like if I even bump it, it comes unplugged, and it's annoying.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
Well, and it's like it doesn't really affect anything because I don't record onto this hard drive, but it pops up and it scares me. It makes me poop my pants.
No, it makes sense.
Yes. I should have had some emails.
I know, yeah. Right? Because that's what we need to talk about now.
Yeah. Well, I know.
That's
what
you should
do.
You know,
so
if
much
you're,
today.
If you're gonna, if you can spend a whole like 15, 20 minutes just hitting random noises and being obnoxious, then I think you can take 5 minutes to proofread a couple emails.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I'll just redouble next week.
No, you won't, because you'll be like, no, we're just going to do the fine.
No. I usually prepare them on Sunday, and this Sunday I had to work, like, extra, so I didn't get around to
it. And then
it.
I was here.
Yes.
That's true.
And then today I had to work extra. I mean, that's why I do them on Sundays, because usually there's, like...
And then you started without me.
Sundays, so. Usually I don't work as much, and then I come home and there's nothing really to do, and so I do the emails then, but because I had lots of stuff to do yesterday...
Where's your show prep, Seth? Where's your show prep?
I haven't even made a
show. I came with show prep.
He's slacking.
I always come with show prep. Screw your Google Plus documents you've stopped
I
making.
Know. I completely stopped making Google Plus.
And I'm still the one coming with ideas and
I
coming
know.
With material.
You're the savior
you're
of the
like,
show, Katrina. It's true. You're the savior of the show.
It should just be life with Katrina.
This show would be nothing without you, Katrina. We
I
know.
I know, right? Pretty much.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, I am the focus point of our poster.
Of our poker.
I almost said something else. It's okay.
Our posters are still up in Aggieville. I
Look
saw them
that.
Today.
Yay! That's bad.
No. I just touched your butt on your poster. Yes.
So I hope we get more Manhattan fans, because that would be great.
I don't want people in Manhattan to listen to us.
I do, but I don't. The more people in Manhattan that listen to us, guess what? Broadcasting company. You want more people in Manhattan.
I do want to be on the radio.
I know, right?
There's this guy I met today at work who I work with, and he does a podcast here, and like he does his podcast over Skype, which 99.9% of podcasters do their podcast remotely. Like you would be sitting in your room and you'd be talking to me, and we just record it via Skype. That's how a lot of people do
so
it.
So that's what we'll do if I end up moving away to get my master's?
No, if you move away, you're off the show, because I'm going to finish my point with this and saying I've never done a show over Skype. It's always in studio.
Damn.
Because I like the radio atmosphere.
Well,
I like being able to see you, and then I like being able to be attacked by Chris and things like that. Like, it goes away over Skype. Like, you know how boring it would be if, like, we don't, like, let's just not look at each other. You know how boring it would be to do a show like this?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't understand how the chemistry works.
I'm
how
just,
could you tell jokes
just,
and have comedic timing when
well,
you don't
if
even
you did
see
it was,
each other?
You could still do it with Skype, and you could actually do the video Skype, in which case you see each other.
That's true,
I
guess.
You still get the interaction.
I guess
of
you
it.
Could do video. I would hate that.
Either I know you would, but you might have to suck it up, because in 2 years, I'm going to be at a master's degree, and I'm going to have to do that out of the state.
Well, then in 2 years, looks like I'm looking for a new co-host.
No, you can't get a new co-host.
Well, then you can't move away.
Yeah, I can. I kind of have school's a little more important right now. So, if in 2 years we're all of a sudden mad famous, I'll quit my master's degree.
Okay. Well, we probably will be.
Okay. hope so. If not, I'm gonna sue you.
You can't sue me. It's in your contract. Actually, damn. It's not. I don't think.
No.
You can probably sue me for being an idiot or mean or something like that.
Emotional damage.
Yes.
Emotional damage, most definitely.
Sexual assault. Like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We should take our last and final break.
Okay.
Man,
you should read some emails while you take the break.
Weren't those emails just amazing, Katrina? The ones that I just read, and that's second break where we always read emails.
Yeah.
This is life.
Welcome back to life. In Hawaii is Abomity 73 Balmity. Bobbity ding dong. How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah.
Come on down to the Onega County Fair. We've got some beautiful things for you, like the bearded lady, the one-legged horse, and the chicken who gallops. All these things and more can be seen right next to the Tilt-A-Whirl, where Katrina hangs out all day long. Right, Katrina?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like how you keep switching up how you say yeah.
Well, I mean, it would not be the same if I just fall into the lead of it and let you be the control of everything.
Well, I just feel like you should find your formula of a yeah. And stop trying to like get in like these weird like come on to me songs.
Yeah,
you know I hang out by that Tilt-A-Whirl. It's my favorite place in the world.
Hey, sir.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm creeped out. You think there's a sound effect on here from the movie Psycho? Thanks, possibility.
That was a lovely sound effect, Trina.
I actually have that sound effect.
Colby, have you ever heard of one?
Oh, sorry.
One?
I'm playing a commercial.
Wrong one.
My bad.
Good job.
That was my bad.
Welcome to K-Tard.
Please don't email me and be like, I bought the bonus episode and I heard part of a commercial. Because I will punch you in your throat if you do that.
You're going to get an email now.
Wow, I'm really disturbed how I got 119 options when I searched the word psycho.
That's a little worrisome.
Yeah, that's more than a little worrisome. It's kind of terrifying. Let's see. And when I go to Just Music, I only get 33. So that's not bad, I guess. I guess Psycho Stick is what populated most of these things. So.
Psycho Stick.
They're a band that I can't play on this episode.
I kind of figured.
But I can play afterwards because it's funny.
I don't want to.
Oh, you'll like it. I'm gonna leave
dogs.
It up. Dogs probably ended 2 minutes ago, Katrina.
No.
I'm sure they did. Bull riding might be on, though.
Okay. I'll be okay.
Ooh.
That's the best channel ever,
know,
bull
right?
riding and dog shows.
I know.
Yeah. It's... You know, I came home the other day and Chris is watching Ninja Warrior Attack or something like that.
What?
American Ninja Warrior.
It's this thing where a hot, muscular, your type of men.
Okay.
Take their shirts off and just swing across bars like idiots.
Ooh, okay.
And I caught Chris watching it and she claimed it was like Wipeout. Yeah.
Okay. It's the show Wipeout is based off of.
Except that this one has hot men that are shirtless. And
I can see why she watches it. No,
yeah,
I mean,
that's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You watch shows with boobs.
Okay,
all
no, no.
The time.
I know that's what I was gonna say. Men get the topless girls all the time. Like topless is just kind of no matter. It's in every movie. It's everywhere you turn, you look.
Yes,
we don't get to see men that often.
You know
like that.
I'll tell you why that is. Okay,
because men control the universe.
No, that's not why. It's because men can't do better than you guys.
No, yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Women have boobs, and men are slaves to boobies. You could walk up to any man you want and be like, do you want to see my boobs right now? And he'd be like, yes. And he'd be like, well, you have to take your shirt off first. He would take that shirt off at the speed of sound. You would hear a sonic boom as that shirt flew off his back. And then you probably don't even have to show him your boobies because he didn't care. He just liked the fact that you even offered.
See,
however,
really
men have
really
nothing. We walked up to you, Katrina, you want me to take my shirt off? No, I'm eating a bagel. You don't care. You don't care at all. It's not fair.
Okay, I understand.
Because you can go and get any man
this.
You want, but we're stuck
However,
with who we have.
I feel like I don't have the confidence to test this, but I really wanted to start going up to random guys and be like, hey, I'll show you my boobs if you take your shirt off.
You could do it to me right
I
now.
I bet I don't think it would work, though.
It absolutely would.
I don't think it would.
Absolutely it would.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Absolutely it would. In fact, we better get some letters about this right now.
I need to go find some hot guys.
Oh, I see how it is. Only hot guys. See, that's the problem. That's the double standard. That's why guys like me, who are considered hot, have to look at boobies in the movies.
Wait,
because the women who just want to show their boobs, show them to hot people.
Okay. But hot is different for each person. Like,
that's true.
Like Chris, she probably thinks you're hot.
The difference is that hot is different for every person, but ugly is the same. That's really what the issue is. People
well,
like
well,
no
true.
One in this universe is going to look at Matthew and say that guy is hot. Which is why he's never seen boobies in his whole life.
Not even Shay's.
There's I've seen Shay's boobs and he hasn't. That's gross. That's how it is.
Like, and she's gross. I'm sorry.
There's nothing at all attractive about that man. Not his intelligence or his voice or his woman. Body. Nothing at all about that man says, you know, this is why evolution exists. Survival of the fittest. He disproves evolution because he should be dead.
Yeah.
You need to blame his parents for the defective genes.
Oh, and his parents. It's like walking into the Addams Family. Only thing we're missing is that thing covered in hair.
It.
Yes, it.
That's Matthew.
You should see his baby pictures. It looks like it's taken from the New York Zoo. It's terrifying. Yes. We need to do a Matthew show sometime.
Okay.
Just like a show and tell of Matthew. I don't know how we're going to do that on audio, because there's not enough words in the English language to describe the horror that we would be actually witnessing.
You just have to like put a picture on Duo and be like, Matthew.
Look at this picture.
We're going to talk about this picture for an hour.
Yeah, so there's a... when I talked to that Jeff guy who I work with at work, you know?
Yeah, the dude you work with.
Yeah, the guy I work with at work. He does his podcast. And one of the things I talked about on this podcast was like this pencil drawing of Jeff Goldblum. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's Jeff Goldblum.
I don't really know who that is.
You don't know who Jeff... How do you not know who Jeff Goldblum is?
I know the name. I don't know what he looks like.
She's like,
no words. You have no words. Such a
I can't believe you don't know who Jeff Goldblum is.
I know the name.
You didn't think we knew, here's Johnny, but you don't know who Jeff Goldblum is? He's a national treasure. We have to protect him. He's one of my tribesmen. I don't know
She's
what's happening.
She's staring at you.
Why is she staring at me?
I don't know.
I bet Trevor knows who Jeff Goldblum is.
Probably.
Trevor, email us life@duo.com and tell us who Jeff Goldblum is. Katrina's still just staring at me.
She's just like rocking back and forth like a crazy person.
Just
and
staring
I'm a
at me.
A little afraid.
I'm really worried about what's happening. Is that your horse?
No.
Okay, anything else we want to talk about?
Jeff Goldblum.
Anything?
Jeff Goldblum.
Anything we want to talk about? We done?
No.
You done over there?
I guess.
You guess?
Yeah.
Okay, she's done. Are you done over there?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we didn't really talk about the fact anything? That I had to go get, you know, my drug test done today.
No, we didn't. Let's save that for the bonus show, so it'd be inappropriate.
Yep.
It's just creepy. It's grody.
Yeah, I bet. Well, that's incentive for people to buy the bonus hour, because we actually haven't planned what the bonus hour is going to be. So here's what the bonus hour is going to be, everybody. We're going to talk about Katrina and her drug test.
Dun, dun, dun.
For an hour.
That's not true.
It's what's going to happen.
It'll take like 2 seconds.
It will. And I'm going to play a lot more sound effects.
No, please.
That's what's going to happen on the bonus hour.
And I'm going to just leave.
And then it'll be me playing sound effects for an entire hour and then stating there are no refunds. Just like I always do in every bonus hour. So, awesome. Thanks for listening, guys.
I have a question for our viewers, though.
Sure.
I think... No.
That's not a
bad.
Question. That's a bad...
I know.
I got a question for our viewers. I think y'all suck.
This is the way my day has been. Oh.
Yes.
Okay, what's your
hate.
Question?
No, wait.
Okay, no. So, a while back, someone mentioned how they wanted our show to be more serious. So, my question is...
We did? I don't remember that.
Something, kind of. Something along those lines. Whatever.
Trina just made that up.
Maybe I made that up.
Back in the time where some guy emailed in and he said, I want your show to have
no,
free candy.
No, it's true. Because with the criticism we did last week, someone said something about how they wanted us to... You know, the jokes were good, but they kind of...
I don't think that.
I remember this. Okay, I pay attention to detail. This is how I got my job at DTM.
Yes,
pay
it
attention
is.
To detail.
That's how I got you your job at GTM.
It's not true.
It's true.
Anyway, is what would they like us to talk about to make it more serious? Like topics they want our opinions on or whatever.
Egypt.
It's totally sound better in my head now. I'm just like, I'm just retarded.
That does that happen to you frequently, Katrina?
Only when I'm around you guys, because you're all of a sudden, Katrina, come on, you're stupid. Katrina.
I didn't say a word, okay? And I spent 30 minutes playing nothing but horse noises, okay? There's no judging coming from this side of the desk.
It's always that side.
Yeah. The proverbial judge. She is. She like. We need to get her like a white wig,
and
she can just sit there and look at us the whole time.
Just say your name, Katrina.
Yeah. And the problem is she can see both of us. Like, yep. See, we kind of forget she's there. I know. She's judging
then,
us the whole
and then
show.
She says something like that, and it's just like, oh, crap.
Yeah. It's like, we forget he's there because we have, like, the same mind. We're, like, going back and forth, have this great rapport, and then she's sitting over there just judging.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad there's two
She's
things.
She's glaring at me. Ah, psycho.
Okay, let's go to, let's leave before Katrina is murdered. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
We have the worst outros ever.
This is Life. This is a song about innocence
Yeah.